and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, I want to talk to you about more trends, and this time I'm going to be very general. Most of the times when I talk about trends, I talk to you specifically about a trend in, say, social media, a trend in, say, SEO, a trend in a particular topic. But I'm going to talk to you specifically about five digital marketing trends that you can't ignore here in 2022. We're already in the second quarter of this year. And I, you know, these are trends that are not slowing down. So if I've talked about this before, folks, it's important because I'm repeating it. That's the reason why I want to reiterate it, because it's very important that we do not ignore these trends. Okay. So without further ado, let's hop to this content, because this is a very important episode if you want to stay afloat in the digital marketing world. If you're using digital marketing as a way of attracting business to you, this episode is one that you definitely want to download. Okay, you definitely want to download. I want you guys, if you have not already, I want you guys to subscribe to whatever platform you're listening to this, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, et cetera, just head on and subscribe, because you want to get notified every time I have a new episode. And this one is a very important one. So I want you guys to definitely download this one and share it with people that you think may need it. Okay, so let's go with the trends. The number one trend that you do not want to forget about is, of course, video marketing. Okay, video marketing is something that you know, none of us need to stop doing. Okay, it's something that's been vastly growing for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years. It started 10 years ago growing, and it's just like skyrocketed these last 5 years. And especially after the pandemic, it really like blew up even more. So because of stuff like TikTok videos, right, that you can basically use to go massively viral, basically at no cost, because TikTok's algorithm is pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome platform, because you can use a lot of stuff and it just gets viral really quickly. I think it's because they're short form videos. And as I mentioned in a similar trend type of topic that I had before, I talked about how TikTok has really changed the game. Because of TikTok's success, it caused Instagram to introduce Reels in about 50 countries back in August 2020. That's when Instagram introduced Reels, and then Facebook took it, etc. But prior to that, they didn't have anything like Reels. But it's only because TikTok was such a success and it just used to go viral and it made a lot of people a lot of money quickly. So, you know, that tells you how important video is. Because Instagram was doing well prior to that with just images. As a matter of fact, in 2021, last year, Instagram is now considered themselves as a video sharing platform, not just a image sharing platform. Isn't that interesting? And it's still not as, Instagram Reels aren't as, they don't go as viral as TikTok yet, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close. So if you're into Instagram, you could still do it, but you got to use Reels because that is the trend that's going on, is the video marketing, using video instead of images. Okay. So let's not forget that. By the way, before I go to the next topic, it's such a popular thing. Again, TikTok is really changing the game. Okay. Because of TikTok, you know, like I already said, Instagram went with Reels. YouTube went with this call YouTube Short, and which is also something that's pretty interesting to me, where they have these short form videos. Now with TikTok, it started out with only 60 seconds. You can now go to 3 minutes. And I also heard that very shortly, if it didn't already happen by the time I release this, if it didn't already, TikTok is also opening up to 10 minutes that you can do. So it's really up in its game. They're listening to the people who, you know, they do a lot of surveys on TikTok. I don't know if you're on TikTok now or not. They do a lot of surveys and looks like they're listening to the people who they're surveyors. Okay. Anywho, so video marketing is number one. Number two is niche marketing. Here's what I mean. Niche marketing is basically all about specializing in a specific product or a service that you can build, like say, a stronger connection with your audience. Okay. So for instance, if you are only specifically targeting a service that you, let's say you're a family law attorney. Now, family law attorneys, there's so many different topics that you can cover. There's child custody cases. Not just child custody. There's also alimony issues, et cetera, et cetera. But let's just say you just want to niche down to just divorce. Now, you do offer all of those service, but when you're marketing your business, you're only marketing to a particular niche, then that's what niche marketing is all about. Or let's say you're a personal injury attorney. Now, personal injury is a lot of things. There's slip and falls, there's dog bites, et cetera, et cetera. But let's say you only want to focus on marketing to people who got into a car accident, let's say. That's another niche marketing example. So the number two trend is a lot of people are doing that so they can attract the right customer at the time they need them and become the expert in that particular niche, because when they see them, that's what they see. So part of the things that we do is we do multi-channel marketing, and part of our multi-channel marketing package is we say, okay, we'll ask a client, what is that that you want to be known as in your industry? And if someone says, divorce or, car accidents only. Now that at that point is when, that's when we could now, devote our multi-channel marketing approach to that. So you could be on Alexa, you could be on Hulu, you could be anywhere and you'll see ads anywhere on the internet. And you'll see ads for your, accident ads or divorce ads, or if you're a med spa, cool sculpting ads, because med spas could have any kind of service. But, let's say you just want to focus on cool sculpting. That will be your approach. That's niche marketing. I just want to let people understand that's something that we always recommend, but it's a huge trend now. I remember last year I did a similar episode, and last year when I did this, niche marketing was down. Last year I did like the top 10 or something like that. And this year, I just want to focus on 5. I think it's easier. But last year, niche marketing was like around 8. Now it's up to 2. So it's really becoming a big thing. When you niche down, your cost goes down. Your focus is laser targeted, and people tend to come to you quicker. And then they'll see what else that you have to offer. Anyway, enough on that. So let's go to number 3. The number three trending thing in digital marketing is e-commerce platforms. E-commerce platforms has been blowing up, to say the least. Blowing up. And what's happening now is people are using social media like Facebook and Instagram for these shoppable posts because they're sending them to the e-commerce platforms. And I think a lot of this is happening after COVID. People are just turning online now more than ever. E-commerce is one of those things that also has been trending for a while. It's number 3 now. It was number six, I think, or seven. I got to check last year. But we're number 3 now because it's really, really taken off crazy. Towards the end of last year, I remember this thing was just zooming. And it hasn't stopped. So here we are. That's number 3. Hey, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying this topic this week. I hope you guys, and more importantly, I hope you guys are implementing everything that we talk about each and every week, because it's very important for your business. Also, don't forget to subscribe to whatever app you listen to on this, because that's where you won't miss any updates on any episodes that we have. Also want to remind you, if you want to ensure that your digital marketing presence is on point, if you want to make sure that there are no errors happening when someone actually is looking for your business, that way people can find you exactly when they need you, go to my website, lbmsllc.com. Go to on the homepage and where it says online presence report, click on that. You will have your own personalized online presence report. It's free of charge. It's going to tell you exactly how you're appearing online. This is a goldmine that I'm giving you for free. And I want all of my listeners to take advantage of that. So without further ado, I'm going to bring you right back to the show. Okay. Number 4. Is mobile marketing. So here is what I'm talking about. Some of the most important mobile marketing strategies is something like, say, SMS marketing. Another thing is in-app marketing, social media marketing, right? Through your mobile phone, obviously. And location-based marketing. In other words, proximity marketing is location-based. That's another term for location-based. Now, here's the deal. According to Google Consumer Insights, now, I will share a link to this article. According to them, 61% of online purchases were made on smartphones, okay, between November 2018 and January 2019. With more than, say, 27% year-over-year increase. Isn't that interesting? So definitely mobile marketing is on the rise. So, again, it includes SMS marketing, in-app marketing. So in-app marketing, just so you know. Let me explain some of those before we move on to the next one. I don't want to keep you hanging here. SMS marketing is that text-based type of marketing. Because a lot of times what's happening is people are adding with, because email, not everyone opens emails all the time quickly, 99% of the people always open a text. So SMS marketing is kind of text marketing where you could, send them, let's say you have an appointment with someone and you want to send a reminder, hey, by the way, our appointment is at 3 tomorrow morning or something, just a reminder. And in the morning you say, hey, see you at 3 today. That's all SMS marketing. And you can send offers through SMS, et cetera, et cetera. In-app marketing. So if you have an app in your app, you can start marketing to people from your app to the people who have downloaded the app, your customers, et cetera, et cetera. Social media marketing is with, because you can actually market people in social media that's on the mobile portion, the mobile version of the app. So if they're on desktop, they don't see it. But if they're on mobile, you can segment your audience and they see a certain ad that the other people don't see. Location-based marketing, which is called another term for proximity marketing. Of course, that is wherever you are, based on where you are, you're going to see certain ads on your phone. So that's what that is. And those things just have been growing year by year, according to Google Consumer Insights. And like I said, I'll put a link in the show notes so you can see that article and where I'm getting that data from. Okay. Last but not least, number 5, marketing automation. Huge. Here's the deal. Over the years, see, major marketing publications like, HubSpot, eMarketer, Salesforce. You probably understand. Most of my listeners know what Salesforce is and HubSpot, but probably not eMarketer. eMarketer is a big player in the game, too. But anyway, those platforms have been, have basically cited that businesses that implement and use automation to nurture prospects and experience a huge increase in the qualified leads. Okay. So basically when you send out an email sequence, as a form of, say, automation that's going to enable you to follow up with a lead, is it basically adds value to your service. If you can do that, then, in an automated way, you're not going crazy. Then that's awesome. But this goes beyond email newsletters. Okay. Beyond messenger bots or chat bots. So you have to use platforms like HubSpot or Salesforce, et cetera, to kind of come up with a cadence that your audience likes. So let's just say you've niched down to a particular type of client. You can send that clientele specific types of emails because you've niched down. And the only way you can do that is through marketing automation. Okay. 2022 is huge for that. Huge. Yeah, it's been huge in 2022 with our automation. And it actually helps smaller companies compete with the big boys when you use this. And I'm a huge advocate of it. If it's something about automation that you want to know about, reach out to us. We can be reached at 888-416-7752, or you can send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. With that, folks, that is the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed giving it to you. If you have any questions, you know how to reach out to us. So that's it for now. Until next week, this has been Frank Deming, the local business guy. Take care and bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.